Hi there, you're very welcome to the Buff Daddy-O podcast. I'm Chris Davidson. The podcast is all about helping tired, busy dads to get in shape despite those pesky kids, partners and bosses. It's time to look after ourselves a bit better. We need to get rid of the bellies. We need to build some fitness and strength again. And the podcast is all about helping you find a dad-friendly way to do all of that. This is episode 2, how to eat to lose the belly and the man boobs. Hello, hello. I hope you're keeping well. Now, hopefully you got a lot out of the last episode on how to get started with getting yourself in shape, how to get your ducks in a row so that you don't fall off the wagon straight away once you do get started. The podcast is all about how dads like us can keep things simple, but still get in shape. We don't talk about weird workouts or weird diets, just ways we can eat and train. Still getting to have a beer and a bit of junk occasionally, obviously, vitally important. All the while dropping body fat and getting fitter and stronger. Now, I'm an experienced personal trainer here in sunny Ireland. I mean, I know how to get people of all shapes and sizes looking and feeling great. But I'm also a tired 37-year-old dad of three, big old bags under my eyes. I lack energy and time just like you do. So I know what it's like to try and get in shape when your work and family life are dominating things. Even when you know what you should be doing, finding the time and energy to actually do it is the challenge. And that's what we talk about on the podcast, how to overcome that challenge. So some great feedback already via email on the last episode. Two main themes, I would say, from the email communication to chris@buffdaddyo.com if you want to get in touch. So the main theme was, slow down, you crazy Irishman, which I fully understand. And the second theme was just generally people thanking me for finally recognizing that dads aren't exactly catered for with all these weird and wonderful workout and diet websites that we have. So both points taken. It's great to know that I'm on the right track with the podcast in giving you useful, actionable information that you can use to hopefully start getting yourselves in shape. And secondly, I will talk slower. Or maybe you guys should just listen faster. Eh? What about that? Just kidding. I'll slow right down, I promise. So let's get straight to it. The title of this week's episode is Eating to Get Rid of Bellies and Man Boobs. So how can guys like us eat in a pretty normal way and still reduce body fat and lose weight to get rid of these bellies and man boobs and basically allow the muscle that we're going to be building through our strength workouts to actually show through? I mean, there's no real point in you building some muscle if it's still hidden away under a cozy coat of body fat. That's going to get demotivating pretty quickly. As you know, there's a huge number of diets with fancy names out there, and most of them work as long as they focus on getting you into a calorie deficit and encouraging your body to free up a stored body fat to be used to fuel your body. They're going to work. But the thing is that not all of them will work for dads like you and me. Lots of meal preparation, having to weigh things, eating weird foods the rest of your family won't be eating, never getting to cut loose at the weekends even a little bit. Those things don't sound particularly dad-friendly to me, and I'm sure they don't sound dad-friendly to you. And what we're trying to do here is to get a dad-friendly way of eating that we can stick to for the long term. Not some weird diet that we go for a couple of weeks, but eventually fall off the wagon because it wasn't realistic to begin with. Now, before I talk about how to eat in such a way that you're going to lose body fat without really being quote unquote on a diet, I want to quickly bust five myths, I suppose, about diets. Things that are just incorrect, but we accept them as fact because health magazines, websites, food and supplement manufacturers tell us these things over and over again. So after a while, we just believe them to be fact. We never really question them. So I just have five things. Number one, meal frequency and metabolism. You got to keep your metabolism fired up. Snack between meals with protein bars, granola bars, or a banana or something. Just never ever feel hungry, because that means you're going to go into starvation mode. Your metabolism will crash. And when you do next eat, all those calories will magically turn to body fat. That's what we hear constantly. But let's think about it logically. Do you think as a species, would we as humans have survived very long if we couldn't go a few hours without food, without our bodies shutting down, if we couldn't get something to eat? Do you think, for example, the cavemen, back Neanderthals, said, can't go hunting, haven't eaten in 3 hours, lacking concentration, getting headache. Now, I told you before, last week I was terrible with accents. That was almost Russian, I suppose. Who knows, maybe cavemen did sound a bit Russian. But anyway, my point is, whether you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 meals a day doesn't really matter. It's your daily calorie intake as a whole that matters. And also in terms of whether you gain body fat, that comes down to your calorie intake on a weekly basis. Life doesn't always allow you to eat the same things in the same quantities every day when you're trying to lose weight. And you know, that's okay. If we balance it all out over the course of a week, you'll be fine. Don't sweat it. You want a diet basically that gives you what your body needs and helps you to achieve your goals. Other than that, the number of meals doesn't really matter. Your metabolism and your body in general, I find, they're much more efficient than you give them credit for. We shouldn't go down this road of thinking that if we don't snack constantly, that the whole thing's going to shut down. Number two, fasting is dangerous. Now, you've probably heard intermittent fasting a lot in the media over the last year or so. Intermittent fasting, or basically intentionally taking a break from eating in order to, you know, derive various health benefits and lose body fat, it's been around for quite a few years. As I said, especially in the last year or so, there's books called the 5-2 diet, for example. Fasting is just one of several ways for you to lose body fat and change your body shape when you combine it with the right training program. It's certainly not a magic bullet. You still have to eat proper food. You still have to keep an eye on any tendencies to overeat when you do eat. But like I said just now about your metabolism, taking an extended break from eating, whether that's 12 hours, 16 hours, or even a full 24 hours, won't kill you. It doesn't affect your concentration or make you dizzy. There's no studies that have proven that. In fact, it's the way I've been eating for the last few years, with great results, without really a lot of effort being put into the foods that I choose. Yes, I need to suck up a bit of hunger now and again, but if you think of as hunger as a sign that your body's starting to use your stored body fat as fuel, that tends to take the edge off it. Number three, fruit is great. We have an eat your five a day thing here in the UK and Ireland, which it basically encourages people to try and get 5 portions of fruit and veg each day. I know some people who have tons of fruit every day. Their five a day is basically all fruit. Like this makes them healthy. But listen, fruit has vitamin C and it has fiber in it, and those are obviously good things. But fruit also contains a lot of sugar. It's natural sugar, but it's a sugar all the same. I see my kids after we give them a load of strawberries or grapes in the summertime, and it's like they've just had a bowl of jelly beans. In terms of, it has the same effect on insulin. It has them running around, talking rubbish and bouncing off walls. We want to keep insulin stable when we're trying to lose weight, because that helps to encourage fat cells to be released for fuel. And that then helps us to get rid of these damn bellies, as I said. So by all means, have an apple, an orange, or some berries on a daily basis to get some vitamin C. But don't start snacking on bananas and raisins and grapes throughout the day, or chugging down lots of fruit juice, thinking that you're being quote-unquote healthy. That's going to affect your fat loss. It's basically like eating sweets fortified with vitamins and fiber. Vegetables, on the other hand, they pack a much bigger punch in terms of vitamins and minerals and all that jazz per portion compared to fruit. So if you also have, I don't know if you guys in North America or Australia or the UK or wherever you're listening from also have these kind of get your five a day things from the government. If you're aiming to get your five a day, I would say emphasize the vegetables for those 5 a day and limit the fruit. Number 4. Fat is evil. Now, low-fat and zero-fat products have been popular for the last 20 years or so since we started to demonise fat in our diets. And yet the obesity problems are getting worse all over the developed world. So you have to ask yourself, is fat really the enemy here? When the average person's diet back in, say, the 1950s centred on things like potatoes and rice and oats and vegetables and meat, butter, full-fat cheese, eggs, fatty meat, whatever was around, there were fewer allergies and a lot less obesity. So the thing is, fat in itself isn't evil. We actually need fat in our diets. It's gotten a bad reputation because a gram of fat has 9 calories in it, while a gram of carbohydrates has 4 calories. So obviously it takes fewer grams of fat to take you over your daily calorie needs compared to carbohydrates. But that doesn't mean fat should be avoided. The thing is, it's when we combine fats with lots of carbohydrates that we start getting problems. As I said, fat isn't a bad guy on its own. But if we have carbohydrates like fruit or pasta or bread or rice or potatoes and combine that with fats, our bodies want to use the carbohydrates pretty readily for energy. And then we store whatever carbohydrates we don't need as body fat. And then at the same time, your body has no need to even try and break down the fats you've just eaten for energy because the carbs were right there. They were readily available and easily broken down for immediate energy. So that's why junk food, which combines lots of carbs and fats, gets us into trouble. As I said, though, our bodies need fat. We need fat to absorb certain vitamins. As guys, we need it to boost testosterone as we get older. And also, it helps for proper brain function. And those are just a few benefits of getting dietary fat. So fat isn't the enemy when it comes to losing or gaining weight. Sugar is the bad guy. Let's embrace full-fat foods again and start giving the cold shoulder to that shifty, carby guy. And lastly, number 5, you must get it right every day. Now, I'm all for getting into a routine where a relatively healthy way of eating based on real foods just becomes the way that we live, and we can keep the weight gain at bay indefinitely, I suppose. But the thing is, it's going to take amazing amounts of willpower and discipline for you to get things 100% right every single day. You can't just go through life not treating yourself sometimes, or getting to have a splurge, or getting to really go for it in a restaurant for a family meal, or when you're out with your friends. So I say, let's find a manageable way of eating sensibly that we can get right 100% of the time, 6 days a week. And then that allows us to get things 100% wrong one day of the week. I think we need to find something that helps us to stay on track. If we get the right balance that helps us to keep on making progress while keeping ourselves sane, that stops us from becoming the sort of grumpy, junk and beer starved dad or husband or colleague who just stomps around the place looking grumpy. Right, so now we know what's not true. Those are the 5 things that I wanted to clarify there. So what are some ways for dads like us to eat in order to lose body fat, build strength and muscle, but yet still feel like we're eating normally, not have to turn our lives and our families' lives upside down just so that we can get rid of these bellies? Well, there are some fundamentals to get in place first, if we remember what our goals are. So, number 1, if we want to build muscle and strength, you need to make sure you have adequate protein each day for muscle repair and growth. Protein being things like meat, fish, and eggs. Number 2, we want to lose body fat. So that means we need to be in a calorie deficit and freeing up stored fat cells for fuel on a weekly basis. Not necessarily getting it right every single day, but when you look at the week as a whole, we need to be in a calorie deficit. And number 3, we need to keep carbohydrates relatively low to avoid blood sugar and insulin going up and down like a yo-yo, which will ultimately scupper our plans to use our stored body fat cells as fuel. Those are 3 things we need in any way that we decide to eat. Those are the 3 things that need to be in place. So what's the best way to fill all of that in? Well, here's my way. We eat 2 or 3 meals a day, and we stop calorie intake after dinner. By doing that, that means we're going to use body fat for fuel overnight, because you're giving your body a good long run at digesting what you've just had that day. And if you like big portions, then just eating 2 meals a day, maybe lunch and dinner would be best, is better. Because fewer meals means you get to sit down to a bigger portion. But it's also only 2 times when you have the chance to overdo things. If you start eating breakfast, lunch and dinner with multiple snacks in between, that's a lot of opportunities that you're giving yourself to get portion sizes slightly wrong. You can have too many carbs at breakfast, lunch and dinner. You can have too big a snack 2 or 3 times a day. That all adds up, and that's going to stop you losing weight. Also, we need to plan each meal around the protein first. So you need to be thinking, let's have eggs for breakfast. Let's have a meat and veg, like a chicken and vegetable wrap for my lunch. And then at dinner, some fish or some meat and a big pile of veg and maybe some carbohydrates. And as I said before, don't be scared of fats like cheese and butter. Also, we need to start seeing sugar as the bad guy, not fat. Start limiting your carbohydrates at dinner to about a quarter of your plate. So that could be like a handful of pasta or some rice or a couple of potatoes or even a few fries or a bit of bread. And don't overdo fruit during the day either. On one weekend day, have a refeed, a blowout, a splurge, whatever you want to call it. Just do what you want, eat the things you're craving, but get back on the horse the next day. So I know that's probably a lot of information for me to throw at you. So let's look at a typical day for me. I skip breakfast. I just have a coffee with a sweetener in it. Then the first time I eat, I have lunch at about 12 o'clock, midday. I had, what did I have today? I had 4 eggs, some bacon and some vegetables. Or yesterday I had a wrap and that was full of some fried chicken and piles of vegetables, broccoli and peppers and onions. And that filled me up right through until dinner time, 6 o'clock, when I had a big pile of chicken. We had like a creamy carbonara pasta sauce and then I had like a side salad too. The only thing that changes there with your family is the portions of each of those kind of macronutrients. So, for example, my wife and kids had the same thing for dinner last night. They just had more pasta and less meat. And that's the way it should be, I think. Daddy gets the big bit of meat anyway. It's a fundamental rule of any family, I think. So, you see, I still get to make all the same meals that we'd be eating anyway. It's skewed more towards protein and vegetables for me, while the rest of the family, especially kids, because the kids need carbohydrates for growth and energy. Well, maybe my kids don't need much more energy, but you get my drift. You can make the same meals, but you just have to focus a bit more on the protein and vegetables for your own dinner. So why is this way of splitting up our food the right thing to do? Well, whether you have breakfast or not, as I said, I don't. I'm not saying that you should start skipping breakfast. If it works for you, then go for it. But as long as you stop eating after dinner, you're going to get a good 12 hours at least, maybe 7 p.m. till 7 a.m. the next morning, or 16 or 18 hours if you're skipping breakfast, where your body can digest everything that you've thrown at it during the day and then set about using some of your stored body fat as fuel while you're sleeping. That all adds up to a decent loss of body fat over time. So remember my earlier point about metabolism and fasting. This isn't something terrible you're doing to your body. A lot of people actually feel more alert and more productive when they're fasting, especially in the mornings, rather than feeling quite sluggish from having too many carbohydrates in the morning or in the afternoon. The way of eating that I'm prescribing, I suppose, is a low carbohydrate, medium fat, high protein diet, rather than the high carbohydrate, medium protein, medium or even low fat diet that that most of us follow. We're regulating insulin levels to encourage fat to be freed up as fuel while keeping protein high enough to support our training, to support that muscle growth. And we're getting a decent amount of fat to keep us full and to keep us healthy. So I know I've skimmed over that a lot, but does that sound like a dad-friendly way to eat? Does that seem sustainable to you? Because I'd like you to let me know after the podcast. I've put a link to a text overview of all of this in the show notes buffdaddyo.com/2, because this is episode 2, and also some links supporting all this too. So don't worry if what I've told you is a lot to remember, as simple as it ultimately will be once you start. As I said, it's basically keeping protein high, not being scared of fats, but limiting your carbohydrate intake. And that's going to allow us to eat almost a bit like a caveman. Tons of meat and fish, tons of vegetables, but limiting sugars and other carbohydrates, because those can easily scupper our fat loss plans. So it's the reader stroke listener question. So last week we had Brian from San Diego, if you remember. This week we have Colin from Birmingham in the Midlands in the UK. Thanks for your question, Colin. Again, if any of you want to get in touch after this with any questions you have about getting in shape with your own situation, you can email me at chris@buffdaddio.com, or go to the show notes, buffdaddio.com/2, and you'll see all the information there about how to get in touch with me through social media, or even leaving a free voicemail for me. So let's get to Colin's question. Colin wants to know, can I still get in shape with just bodyweight workouts? Money's a bit tight right now, so expensive gym memberships or shelling out for a ton of equipment aren't really options. That's a good question, Colin. The short answer is yes, you can get in great shape with just bodyweight workouts. As you can see, if you ever watch the men's gymnastics on the Olympics, those guys are in great shape, and most of their training is just using their own body weight. Now, there's a section on the Buff Daddyo website, the training toolbox. Again, I'll put a link in the show notes. Then the training toolbox has lots of training videos and training plans that I've put together that are doable for guys like us, in terms of they're pretty short, 30 to 45 minute workouts for strength, and 10 to 12 minute or even 15 minute workouts for building fitness and stamina. And a couple of those videos show you some bodyweight routines that you can use. But the thing is, as I explain in those videos, what I advocate for people who just want to use bodyweight workouts is to invest, it's about £20, I think that's about $35 for you guys in North America, in a chin-up or a pull-up bar, which just fits on and comes off quite easily from a door frame, and it can hold my weight. I'm just under £200, and it hasn't pulled off my door frame just yet. But the reason I advocate investing in a cheap pull-up bar is that I find it quite difficult to get to really hit my upper body fully with bodyweight workouts. Yes, you can do chair dips for your triceps and press-ups and various variations of press-ups to work your upper body. But if you get a pull-up bar, then that's going to be able to allow you to hit the arms and the upper back and the shoulders a lot better. The one I have, I got from Amazon. So just type in pull-up bar in Amazon and you'll see ones that obviously you have to drill into your wall or drill into your door frame. The one I have just clicks on and clicks off the door frame. It doesn't leave any marks behind. Believe me, I had to get the okay from my wife. She didn't quite believe that it wasn't going to tear down half the house. So Colin, I would say check out the workout videos in the training toolbox on the Buff Daddyo site, but also think about getting yourself a pull-up bar for pretty cheap on Amazon. But as I said, bodyweight exercises are great. Okay, so resources of the week. Now this week, because we've spoken a lot about the eating side of things, I wanted to point you in the right direction to a few guys who advocate the same style of eating, basically a form of intermittent fasting where you focus more on a couple of meals a day, or you take extended breaks from eating in order to shed body fat but still get to build some muscle. So there's three guys. There's Nate Miyake, Brad Pilon, and a guy called Two Meal Mike. You can probably guess what he advocates. Those are the three guys that I've learned an awful lot from and made great progress from reading their articles on their websites. So I've put links to their blogs and to their own ebooks in the show notes. Again, show notes available on buffdaddyo.com/2. So I encourage you to check out their websites too. On the subject of ebooks, I have my own free ebook available on the website called the Bulky to Buff Daddyo Guide. It's just a downloadable PDF. If you want to go over to the Buff Daddyo website and get that, it's about a 20-25 minute read. It's not rocket science, which, as I hope you're finding out from listening to these podcasts, but I've just set out again how to structure your life, your eating and your training in order to achieve your goals, even though our family and work lives are pretty crazy. So that's another episode done. Episode 2 done and dusted. I really do hope that a lot of what I've said there sounds like something pretty achievable for you to start doing in your life in terms of how to structure your eating and what kinds of foods to focus on at various times of the day. Now, episode 3 is already there for downloading. It's Dad Workouts to Become a Buff Daddy-O. Basically, we're going to talk all about how to split your 2 hours a week to get the maximum benefit from such a relatively small time investment in your training. We'll talk about workouts you can do at home or even in the most basic of gyms or even in your local park, but workouts that are going to help you to build muscle and lose body fat and feel a whole lot better about yourself. So just remember, check everything out that I've talked about here on this podcast over at buffdaddyo.com/2. The show notes page there will cover everything about how to structure your diet and links to the things that I've mentioned too if you want some more information. Again, get in touch with any questions or feedback. Leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever if you want to let other guys like us know whether this is a podcast that they should be listening to as well. And of course, make sure to subscribe if you want to get the latest episode without having to have another thing to remember to do on a weekly basis. Outsourcing remembering stuff really is the way forward in my book. Anyway, I really do hope I was more intelligible this time for those of you complaining about the speed that I talk, or maybe you're just starting to tune your ears in a wee bit better to how I speak. But anyway, let's talk soon. Again, the next episode is already there for download and it's all about how to work out. But until the next time, look after yourself and cheerio.